Blog Talk Radio.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
America, home of the witches, frontin' like they brave, they just slaves to the riches. Five old slave catchers, leave a brew missing. Other nations live comfortably and feel no conviction. America, home of the witches, frontin' like they brave, they just slaves to the riches. Hebrews killing other Hebrews, it's becoming a tradition. Our own nation living turmoil with no repentance.
The clock is counting down, please tell me what you're gonna do. Just being a witness, give intention to the truth. They conspire to hide their identity from you. Many are offended, we exposing how they do you.
They don't love us as a whole, they don't love us. It's a small remnant of them that got some love for us. Love not an emotion, it's defined by the word. Read 1 Corinthians 13, then observe. Love always rejoice when justice is won. Cops killing Hebrews, there been no justice from one. If your soul don't ache, then you're faking the fog. All that love is undone. See, they thought that we was done.
They never seen me coming, young Israelite soldier. Knew that I would do something big when I got older. Turning up the heat, I feel this world has got colder. Every single burden, I just let it off my shoulder.
America, home of the witches, frontin' like they brave, they just slaves to the riches. Five old slave catchers, leave a brew missing. Other nations live comfortably and feel no conviction. America, home of the witches, frontin' like they brave, they just slaves to the riches. Hebrews killing other Hebrews, it's becoming a tradition. Our own nation living turmoil with no repentance.
Tell me where your conscience go when you came to this land. Ship look like a bunch of sardines sitting in the can. Some say that they African, others say American. Or they slap them both together, look at how we join the hands. This one for my ancestors under the attack. Picking cotton in the sun, long hours breaking sweat. Fly to me with Section 8, dump me in them projects. Imagine that, they just trying to keep the yoke up on our neck. But you found out you a brute, not another project. Why we curse? Cause our fathers tweaked and broke the contract. Let's reverse all these curses and continue being blessed. Kumbaya, hear ya, how we come by ya, I'm no longer distressed.
They never seen me coming, young Israelite soldier. Knew that I would do something big when I got older. Turning up the heat, I feel this world has got colder. Every single burden, I just let it off my shoulder.
America, home of the witches, frontin' like they brave, they just slaves to the riches. Five old slave catchers, leave a brew missing. Other nations live comfortably and feel no conviction. America, home of the witches, frontin' like they brave, they just slaves to the riches. Hebrews killing other Hebrews, it's becoming a tradition. Our own nation living turmoil with no repentance.
Shalom, shalom, Israel. Again, welcome to Israel Now Radio Show. This is your host, Yahshua. Thanks for everybody for calling in, listening in. Hopefully, this show will be edifying to the people. First and foremost, just want to give all praise and honor to the Most High Yahweh. Also, we have a lot of things coming up this weekend, so I wanted to give a couple of announcements with that. We're having like an Israel Now weekend starting this Friday. We're going to have a open mic, so all those within the Cincinnati, Ohio area and surrounding areas, we're having an open mic where you can come and present your music, whether it's singing, whether it's rapping, whether it's poetry, your different talents like that with the open mic. So definitely come and connect with us. The address will be 270 Northland Boulevard, Suite 105, Cincinnati, Ohio, starting at 8 p.m. We'll also have a fish fry, you know, just for a $5 donation. You get fish, a drink, and masada fries, so you can't beat that. So just come on out and, you know, fellowship with us and have the open mic with us. Should be a great time. Also, of course, the Sabbath day, as always, we always get together at the same address each and every Sabbath day to break bread with our brothers and sisters, to fellowship, just as the Almighty has commanded us to do throughout our generations and in all of our dwellings. Same night, Saturday night, we'll be at the Mad Frog giving a concert with this truth music that the Almighty has inspired our people to give to the people. The Almighty has given us the talents and the gifts and put it all together so we can reach our people where they at. We can reach our people with the sound of this truth music that we'll be presenting at the Mad Frog Friday night. You know, get there about 8 p.m., no later than 9. I think Tassel Gang will go on at 9. So that's definitely going to be a power-packed weekend. Also on Sunday, we're not really sure exactly what we're going to do on Sunday, so just stay tuned to like our Israel Now Facebook page, and we'll keep people updated with that. But those that are connected with us, that want to be baptized, we will be baptizing on Sunday as well. Again, if you have any questions concerning that and you're not connected with Israel Now, but you're in the area, just inbox on the Facebook page, Israel Now, send the inbox, we'll get back with you. All right, so with that being said, those are some of the announcements just wanted to cover real quick. But today I wanted to talk about Islam a little bit. Not sure if it'll take the whole show. We're going to go an hour from like 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So we may have time to get into some other things. We may have time to, you know, as far as always, we want to take callers, any callers that want to call in with questions or comments, even if it's not concerning the topic that we're dealing with today, that should be fine. Because this topic is dealing with Islam. Islam pretty much deals with itself. You know, it's not hard at all. It's just for same thing with the scriptures, with the Holy Scriptures, what people call the Bible, I call the scriptures. The word Bible just means little books, but it's the little books that our enemies have chosen to place and call these books canon, which those books are just fine. There's nothing at all wrong with those books. Those books are great. Those books are holy, but they neglected to put the rest of our books with it. So I just call it the scriptures, because by calling it the scriptures, I am not excluding first address, second address. I'm not excluding the Book of Enoch. I'm not excluding the Apocrypha. I'm not excluding the Book of Jasher and Jubilees and things like that. So that's the reason why I choose to use the word scriptures instead of Bible, because when you say Bible, they're thinking of the 66 books, Genesis to Revelation. All right. So with that being said, you know, I'm going to just deal with the topic of Islam a little bit, deal with the topic of the Quran, mainly the book of the Quran. I'm not even going to go into the history of it too much. We're just going to read a few things out of the Quran. I'm not going to go into the history of the man Muhammad, what he did, different things like that. A lot of people take that angle, but I just want to just actually deal with the Quran itself, deal with some passages in the Quran, and let's just get some understanding. All right, so first of all, we know that we are the children of Israel, the Almighty's chosen people, scattered to the four corners of the earth. The children of Israel, so-called African-Americans, so-called Negroid people in Jamaica, the Negroid people in Mexico and Haiti, who's been scattered to all these different places, our people in Iraq, our people was in Ethiopia, our people was in the land of Israel, we're all over. As the Almighty said he would do, scatter us to the four corners of the earth. Contrary to popular belief, he did not leave our tribes intact when he scattered us to the four corners of the earth. The book of Isaiah, chapter 11, around the 11th and the 12th verse, lets us know that Judah is scattered to the four corners of the earth. That means we have some people from the tribe of Judah in America, some in Jamaica, some in Iraq, some in all these different lands all over the place, the four corners of the earth. Judah is not, every person in America is not from the tribe of Judah. Thus says the scriptures. All right, so I want to go to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7, and I'm going to read the sixth verse. Deuteronomy, chapter 7, and verse 6. I'm sure some of y'all know about heart before I even get there. All right, very well-known verse. It says, "For thou art an holy people unto Yahweh thy Elohim. Yahweh have chosen thee." Or Yahweh thy Elohim have chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. Now, that's very interesting. All right, so what does that mean? It means exactly what it says it is. The Almighty have chosen us, the Israelites, to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. Okay? So, let's go to the Quran. Let's go to, now, for those that are not familiar with the Quran, just like in the scriptures, we'll say chapter, as I read Deuteronomy 7 and 6, we'll say chapter 7 and verse 6. In the Quran, they usually use these Arabic words. So I'll use it as well. They'll say, and it's for like, it's just like saying chapter and verse. When they say surah, surah is like chapter. So we're going to go to surah 5, iyat, which is like verse, iyat 20. So it's surah 5, iyat 20, which is chapter 5, verse 20. The Quran is just one book. Unlike the scriptures, the book of Genesis is its own book. Exodus is its own book. You know, there's many books. The Quran is just one book. All right. One big book. Whole Quran. It's just many chapters in it. You know, many chapters, many verses. Okay. So it's one book. So you don't have to call out the book. You just say Surah 5, Iyat 20. All right. But look what it says there. It says, "Remember Moses said to his people, O my people, call in remembrance the favor of Allah." The word Allah in Arabic only means God. It's technically, it is not the name of a God, even though some people use it like the name of a God. But Allah only means God. It's just like saying God in English. You have to define now which God you're talking about. You're talking about the God of the Israelites, the God of the Canaanites, the God of the Egyptians, the God of the Greeks, the God of the Romans, so forth and so on. All right, just like in Hebrew, when we say Elohim, Elohim is the Hebrew word that they translated God in many instances. Well, that word just means, it's just a title. It doesn't refer to any one Elohim, any one God, or any one gods. All right, so again, Moses said in Surah 20, "Remember Moses said to his people, O my people, call in remembrance the favor of Allah unto you. When he produced prophets among you, made you kings, and gave you what he had not given to any other people, to any other peoples." All right, so what is it saying? It's saying Moses' people, again, I'm going to read the last part. It says, made you kings and gave you what he had not given to any other among the peoples. Just like what we read in Deuteronomy 7 and 6, saying the same thing. He's saying Moses' people were made prophets, they were made kings, and it says the Most High, it says Allah has not given that to any other peoples. He only gave it to Moses' people. So little do people know, the whole Quran testifies about the children of Israel, and that's what we're going to see tonight. All right? So we're going to go to Surah 2. I'm going to read Iyat 40. All right, Surah 2 and Iyat 40. So I know that many people, you know, many of our people from the 60s and, you know, and things like that have been seduced by the Nation of Islam. The Nation of Islam was nothing but a ploy to keep our people asleep. That's all it was. All right, and if you notice, our people that are in the Nation of Islam, they don't know the Quran. They read the scriptures more than they read the Quran. All right? If you listen to Farrakhan teach, he's always reading the scriptures. He hardly ever reads the Quran. He reads the scriptures a lot more. Okay? But with that being said, when you actually get into the Quran, it will testify a lot of truths from the scriptures. All right? And that's what we're going to see. That's what we're going to see tonight. So what I say, Surah 2, Ayat 40. All right, give me a second to get there. The Surah 2, Ayat 40. It says, O children of Israel, call to mind the special favor which I bestowed upon you, and fulfill your covenant with me, and I shall fulfill my covenant with you, and fear none but me. So again, it's saying the same thing. Notice that this book, I know we only read a couple of verses, but I'll just let you go. This book is not talking about a people called the tribe of Shabbas all throughout. What does it say? It says, O children of Israel. O children of Israel. You can read that throughout the pages of the Quran. You will not read, O children of Shabbas or O tribe of Shabbas. So what did they get that from? They made it up. It's a fairy tale. All right, because this book of the Quran is going to testify to the fact that the children of Israel is the people that the Almighty went to, that the children of Israel is the Most High's chosen people. All right, but again, most of our people who were seduced back in the day in the 70s and the 60s and just followed this Islam thing very, very strong, they never really took the time to really study what was going on, what was being said, what was being taught, and does that line up with the pages of their book, you know, because it doesn't, all right? There's no tribe of Shabbas in history. There's no tribe of Shabbas in the scriptures. There's no tribe of Shabbas in the Quran. But yet still, if you meet the average Nation of Islam Muslim on the street, they'll tell you that they believe that they are part of the Most High chosen people. Well, if they do, why don't they call themselves Israel? Because both holy books testify to the fact that the Most High's chosen people are called Israel and Israelites, not Shabbas. All right, so let's go to, I'm going to stay right here where I'm at. We're in Surah 2, Ayat 40. Now let's read Ayat 47. We're still in Surah 2. We're going to go to Ayat 47. Skip down a few verses. It says, O children of Israel, again, call to mind the special favor which I bestowed upon you, and that I preferred you to all others. That's just like what we read in Deuteronomy 7 and 6. Again, the Quran is saying what? That the deity of the Quran said he preferred the children of Israel among all others, meaning among all other nations. That's exactly like we read in Deuteronomy 7 and 6, because they had no choice but to testify to the fact of the Holy Scriptures. So a lot of times, all we need to do, let's precept this out, what we just read. Let's go to the book of Amos, chapter 3. Now remember what the deity of the Quran just said. He said he preferred the children of Israel among all others. All right. Of course, we read Deuteronomy 7 and 6, which goes right along with that. So I don't know where our people get this tribe of Shabbas from. All right. It's just another. What did Deuteronomy chapter 28 let us know? You will be called a proverb and a byword among all nations where I will scatter you. And the tribe of Shabbas was nothing but another proverb and another byword that we were called that has no connection to us, no connection to our people, no connection to Yahweh Elohim. There is no land called Shabbas. There is no people called Shabbas. There is no language called Shabbas. There is no tribe called Shabbas. There's no nation called Shabbas. And there's no culture called Shabbas. All right? So, but when we're dealing with the Holy Scriptures, you can read in history books about a people called Israel. You can read about a people called the Canaanites that we read about in the scriptures. You can read in history about the Egyptians. You can read in history about the Romans. You can read in history about all these places, all these bodies of water, all these different lands, all these different nations of people that we read about throughout the scriptures. You can actually read in history about all of these places, all these people, all these events. But you mean to tell me all of that is real, but the children of Israel is a fairy tale? But everything else is real. All the lands are real. All the bodies of water is real. Everything else is real, but we're not real. No, because you could read about us in history as well. So let me get to where I'm going. I think the book of Amos is where I want to go. And we'll go to chapter 3 as soon as I get there. Book of Amos, chapter 3. Give me a second. Let me see which verse I want to start at real quick. All right, and we're going to go to Amos because what we want to do is the exact same thing we just read in the Quran. We want to precept that with the book of Amos. See if we can get some understanding of these things. All right. So give me 1 second. Let me get this Amos 3. And I'm going to read verse number 1 and 2. Amos 3, verse 1 and 2. Hear this word that Yahweh has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your inequities. Okay, the same thing the Almighty told Israel. What? What did he tell our people? You only have I known out of all the families of the earth. Sounds like the Quran is saying the same thing. Why? Because the Quran is based off from the scriptures. All right. But the Quran testifies to the fact that the that we read earlier talked about the children of Israel is where the prophets come from. But guess what? Muhammad wasn't one of the children of Israel. He wasn't of the seed of Jacob. Even though their own book testified that the prophets come from the seed of Jacob. All right. So let's go back to the book known as the Quran. And let's go to Surah 3, Ayat 45. Just to show you some things in here. Surah 3, Ayat 45. Through we'll read down to 49 when we get there. So when we're dealing with our people that has been lost in this nation of Islam, what we have to do is know how to take them to their own book to take them right back to us, and I'll show you that in a minute. All right, so Surah 3, Ayat 45 says, behold, the angel said, O Mary, Allah giveth thee glad tidings of a word from him. His name will be Christ Yahawashah. Of course, it says J-E-S-U-S here. All right. The son of Mary. Hail and honor in this world and the hereafter, and of the company of those nearest to Allah. He shall speak to the people in childhood and in maturity, and he shall be of the company of the righteous. He said, or she said, O my Lord, how shall I have a son when no man have touched me? He said, even so, Allah createth what he willeth, and he hath decreed a matter, or he hath decreed a matter, but he saith to it, be, and it is. Surah 48. And Allah will teach him the book and wisdom, the Torah and the gospel, and appoint him a messenger to the children of Israel. All right, so we're saying a lot of the same things that we read in the scripture. It says about the Messiah, he will be a messenger to the children of Israel, And it says Allah will appoint him. Remember, Allah just means God. We're not talking about another deity, all right? Just reading this book the way it is, just giving you guys an understanding. All right, verse 48, it says Allah will teach him the book and wisdom, the Torah and the Gospels. All these things are true about the Messiah. But this is something that I want to point out. It's very, very clear when we go back up to the 47. It says, she said, oh, my Lord, how shall I have a son when no man has touched me? So what is she saying? She's saying the same thing we read in Matthew, same thing we read in the New Testament. She is saying that how can I have a son when I have not laid with the man? All right. But ironically, the Muslims believe that that's an impossibility. When medical science is doing it today, they're doing it every day today. Women can have babies without touching a man. You know, just artificial insemination they're doing it. You mean the creator can't do it? The one that created the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that therein is? The Almighty can't do that? Of course the Almighty can do it. But what's funny is that their book is telling them right here, but if you take this to one, they'll say, no, nobody ever had a baby. No lady ever had a child without being with a man. That's not true. That's a fairy tale. They don't read their own book. It's very hard to find people that read their own holy books. Christians don't read their own holy books they claim to go by. A lot of Muslims don't read their own holy books they claim to go by. All right? So, again, so let's go to Surah 19. So, which is chapter 19, and we're going to read verse 16, and we're going to get through this. 19 and 16. Iyat 16 down to 23 is what we're going to read. Surah 19, Iyat 16 down to 23. It says, relate in the book the story of Mary when she withdrew from her family to a place in the east. She placed a screen from them, or to screen herself from them. Then we sent to her our angel, and he appeared before her as a man, all respects. Verse 18, she said, I seek refuge from thee to Allah, most gracious. Come not near if thou dost fear Allah. Verse 19, he said, nay, I am only a messenger from the Lord to announce to thee the gift of the pure son. All right, let me see what I want to read. I'm going to read down to verse 23. This is verse 20. She said, how shall I have a son, seeing that no man has touched me, and I am not unchaste? Verse 21. He said, it will be. Thy Lord saith, that is easy for me, and we wish to appoint him as a sign unto men, and a mercy from us. It is a matter so decreed. Verse 22. So she conceived him, and she retired with him to a remote place, and the pains of childbirth drove her to the trunk of a palm tree. She cried in her anguish. Then he says, would that I had died before this. Would that I had been a thing forgotten. All right, so again, testifying to the same fact that we read earlier, testifying to the same fact that Mary is saying, how can I have a son seeing that I have not been touched, seeing that I have not been with the man? All right, so let's hit a few more of these, and then I'm going to open up the call lines for questions or comments. And again, it doesn't necessarily have to be concerning what we're talking about today, but I did want to just you know, do something concerning Islam as well, because we have a lot of our people that are, you know, wrapped up in, like, the Nation of Islam, especially when we're dealing with America, that we want to definitely, you know, just present some things to let them know, even that their own book is testifying to a lot of the truth that we're trying to tell them. All right. But I got a couple more I want to hit you with. So, Surah 4, Iyat 171. This might be the one I want to hit next. Let me see. So we're going to go to Surah 4, Iyat 171. Because all we got to do, and you'll see in a minute, is use the Quran to bring them right back to the scriptures. And then they have no win, and we can get this truth to them the way the Almighty told us to do. You know, cry loud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet. Show the house of Israel their transgressions and show Jacob their sins. That's what we're trying to do. All right? That means you have to keep Torah. There's no such thing as showing Israel their sins and transgressions without teaching them the Torah. Even the Quran told them to teach the Torah. The Torah is the law. The law is the first five books, Genesis through Deuteronomy. All right, so where we at? Surah 4, Iyat 171. All right, so it says, O people of the book, when the Quran talks about the people of the book, it's talking about the Israelites. It's talking about us. O people of the book, and this is not my opinion, even Islamic people, Islamic scholars will tell you this. All right, O people of the book, commit no excesses in your religion, nor say of Allah, art but the truth. Christ Yahawashah, the son of Mary, was no more than a messenger of Allah, and his word, which he bestowed on Mary, and a spirit proceeding from him, so believe in Allah and his messengers. Say not three, desist. Oh, yeah, desist. It will be better for you, for Allah is one God. Glory be to him. Far exalted is he, above having a son. To him belong all things in the heavens and on earth. And enough is Allah as a disposer of affairs. All right, so that's where they get that from, where they always say, you know, Allah, he has no son and different things like that. All right, now that's where they get that from. All right, but I'm going to show you in a minute another scripture. But let's go to Surah 5, Iyat 43 through 44. So we're in Surah 5, Iyat 43 through 44. We're going to learn how to take it right back to the scriptures. All right, so Surah 5, Iyat 43 reads, But why do they come to thee for decision when they have their own Torah before them? Therein is the plan, command of Allah. Yet even after that, they would turn away, for they are not really people of faith. All right, talking about the Israelites, like, why do they come to you for this when they have their own Torah? Now, watch verse 44, Iyat 44. It says, it was we who revealed the Torah. And I just want to bring this out before I read the rest of 44. Throughout the Quran, when it talks about the deity, Allah, the Islamic deity, many, many times, even though they say Allah is one, it's almost a whole lot of times, I'm not going to say every time, but every time that I've seen, a whole lot of times it refers to the deity as we. It refers to it as we a lot of times. But as in, here's another one. I read a couple, but I didn't point it out yet. But I'm going to pick back up at the 44. It says, it was we, again, referring to the deity, it was we who revealed the Torah to Moses. Therein was guidance and light. By its standard have been judged the Jews, by the prophets, who bow, as in Islam, to Allah's will, by the rabbis and the doctors of law, for to them was entrusted the protection of Allah's book, and they were witnesses thereto. Therefore, fear not men, but fear me, and sell not my signs for a miserable price. If any do fail to judge by what Allah hath revealed, they are unbelievers. All right. So again, just talking about the we again, and just talking about how, you know, the Torah, the prophets were committed to the Israelites or committed to the Jews, which we know that's our people. So let's hit a couple more. Surah 10, Iyat 93. Because a lot of these things, you know, people don't even know that are actually in the Quran. They don't even recognize that the Quran testifies to the Torah, the gospel. The Quran testifies to the fact of Mary was a virgin when she conceived, even though that's not what Muslims believe, but that's what the Quran says. Just like Christians don't keep the Sabbath, but that's what the scripture says. So, you know, where we at? Surah 10, Iyat 93. All right. Give me a second to get there. Surah 10, Iyat 93, it says, we settled the children of Israel in an honorable dwelling place and provided for them substance of the best. It was after knowledge had been granted to them that they fell into schisms. Verily, Allah will judge between them as to the schisms among them on the day of judgment. All right, 93. If thou wert in doubt as to what we have revealed. Now, the first verse, verse 93, testified to the fact the children of Israel, you know, as we know, placed in a good place, talking about our land and things like that, and the Almighty provided for us. Now watch the next verse, 93. Now it's talking to the Muslims and telling them what they need to do. Now watch what it says. If thou were in doubt, all right, so this is to the people that Muhammad is writing to, all right, if thou were in doubt as to what we have revealed unto thee, then ask those who have been reading the book from before thee. All right, so what is he saying? He's saying, look, to all the Muslims, if you are in doubt to what we are sharing with you, this information that we're giving you and reading to you, then ask those who had the book before you, talking about the Israelites. That's why a lot of these things, what he talked about, not everything, because they perverted some things, but a lot of these things, what he said about the Torah, what he says about the Messiah, what he said about the prophets, is true because they got it from the scriptures. So Muhammad is telling them, look, if you were in doubt of what I'm saying, go to the people that had the book before you. Go to the Israelites. They know they have the truth. They have the Torah. They have the Gospels. They have the scriptures. The Messiah came from them. And this is what we take to our brethren. You're in doubt about anything, come to us, and we're going to set it straight for you. Come to the Israelites, because the Israelites is who, what does it say in Psalms 147, verse 19 and 20? My word have I given to Israel. I have not dealt so with any other nation. All right? And they're testifying to that fact. All right? So it says again, 94, if thou were in doubt as to what we have revealed unto thee, then ask those who have been reading the book from before thee. The truth hath indeed come to thee from thy Lord. So be in no wise of those in doubt. All right. So we're going to read one more. Surah 5, Iyat 68 through 69. Or we'll just read down to 70. Surah 5, or the Quran, chapter 5, verse 68 through 70. So chapter 5 in the Quran, verse 68 through 70. This is going to be the last one I'm going to read out of here. Because, again, their book, I already told them to go to the people that already have the scriptures. Go to the people who already have the Torah, who already have the gospels. So now we need to go to the real book. All right, so where we at? Surah 5, Eot 68 through 70. Let me get there. Okay. It says, say, O people of the book, again, speaking to us, the Israelites, ye have no ground to stand upon unless ye stand fast by the Torah. Now look what the Quran is telling our people. So if we have people in the Nation of Islam that will say, I believe the black man in America is the Most High chosen people, why don't you call yourself Israelites? Now you got to connect with this. And sometimes they do even say they're Israelites. All right, if you say you Israelites, your book is telling you right here in verse 68, say, O people of the book, ye have no ground to stand upon unless ye stand fast upon the Torah. But Muslims don't keep the Torah. They don't keep the dietary law. They picked out one unclean animal and refused to eat that one animal, but they'll eat catfish, they'll eat shrimp, they'll eat lobster. They have no rules about all the rest of this. But their book is telling them they have no ground to stand on unless they stand fast upon the Torah. And the Torah in Leviticus chapter 11 says don't eat nothing in the waters that don't have fins and scales. All right? So eels is out. Electric eels is out. Mahi-mahi is out, which I think that's dolphins. Dolphins are sharks, one of them. I don't know. I don't eat the stuff. All that stuff is out. We can eat fish that has fins and scales. Salmon, ruby trout, rainbow trout, good fish like that. All right? So again, it says, say, people of the book, ye have no ground to stand upon unless ye stand fast by the Torah. Then it says, comma. No, it says period. Then it says the gospel. So it's saying also stand on the gospel. We know what that is. That's about the good news of Yahawashah Mashiach coming, being born of a virgin, dying for the sins of the world, being the only begotten son of the Most High Yahweh. That's the gospel, the good news. All right? And the revelation that has come to you from your Lord. You have no ground to stand on, Israelites, that are in the Nation of Islam, that are in any form of Islam, Sunni Muslim, Shiite Muslim. You know, your book that you hold fast says you have no ground to stand on unless you are standing on the Torah and the gospel and what was revealed to you. It didn't even mention standing on the Quran itself. It says stand on the Torah, the gospel, and what was revealed. All right? So it says that was revealed to you from your Lord. It says it is the revelation that cometh to thee from thy Lord that increased in most of them their abstinence, rebellion, and blasphemy. But sorrow thou not over thee, people without faith. All right, so I'm going to read down to 70. This verse 69 coming up. Those who believe in the Quran, those who follow the Jewish and the Sabians and the Christians, any who believe in Allah and the last day and work righteousness, on them shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve. All right, verse 70, last verse I'm going to read. Check it out. We took the covenant of the children of Israel and sent them messengers. Every time there came to them a messenger with what they themselves desired, not some of these they called imposters, and some they slay. And we know that to be a truth. All right? Our prophets came to us, and our people called them imposters, and some they killed them. You know, they was calling the Messiah an imposter, you know, those that didn't want to believe in him. And, of course, they end up killing him through the hand of the Romans because it was our people who accused him, you know. Many of the prophets, the apostles, you know, you go down the line. And so since the Quran let our people know that you have no ground to stand on unless you go by the Torah and the Gospels and what was revealed unto you and your people by your Lord or by Yahweh, then that's what we need to do. That's exactly what we need to do. All right? because we are the children of Israel. We are the Most High chosen people, and we have to turn back to Torah. But at this time, look like we have about 15 minutes left in the show. So if anybody online that want to ask a question, make a comment, again, it doesn't necessarily have to be concerning what we talked about today. But just go ahead and push number one, and I will get you on air where you could ask a question and or make a comment. All right, so, you know, just go ahead and get on if you want to. But again, these are some of the verses that I wanted to bring out just concerning the Quran and concerning how will we deal with our people that are actually, you know, wrapped up in Islam, wrapped up in that religion and different things like that. Because that book, now, not necessarily their religion, because as I always say, but that book testifies of us. That book testifies of a lot of truths that we have to go to the scripture to back up and substantiate and to bring farther knowledge and farther revelation. That book of the Quran, if you read it, it's going to bring you to the Holy Scriptures. I'm not advocating the book saying it's good or anything. What I'm saying is that the things contained in that book is different than what you will hear the average Muslim say they believe or say they do and say, you know, and things like that. So that's what I'm getting at. And of course, for those that are have been in Christianity, just that's just a prime example to give. You know, the scriptures is good, but most Christians don't represent what the scriptures say. You know, if you was from the outside looking in and you didn't know what the scriptures said and you never read the scriptures, you would assume somewhere in that book is telling those Christians that they must meet every Sunday. You would actually assume that that has to be in there somewhere because they all doing it. Millions and millions of them doing it all around the world. And nowhere in that book does it say that. So they're a bad representation of the scriptures. Just like the Quran is a bad representation of, let me say, Muslims is a bad representation of the Quran. You know, because the Quran is saying certain things and Muslims saying another thing. I think I meant to read the one verse, but I didn't read it. But actually, even in the Quran, it tells Muslims to, it talks about the Sabbath and talk about keeping the Sabbath. And it tell them, I got to go back and read it because I don't remember if it's telling them to keep the Sabbath or it's telling Israel to keep the Sabbath. I don't remember which one. I don't want to misquote it. But we already know it told Israel to keep the Sabbath because it said, you have no ground to stand on unless you're standing on Torah. And we know the Torah talks about the Sabbath. But all right, so again, I'm going to go to a caller, but anybody else, before I go to this caller, just push number one. I'll get you online as well. Just line up. All right. So, shalom, shalom. You on the air?
Shalom. So, I came on really late, but I have a question. Overall, is basically, and I'm sure that if I listened to the whole teaching that I would get this. So, is it basically like the Quran is basically saying that we're like their elders? Or, like, they're supposed to learn from us? Or, because I came on really, really late. So,
okay.
Like,
okay.
I caught some of the verses toward the end, and I was just
okay.
Like, what? Like.
Right, right. Well, yeah, you can put it that way, yes, definitely. I think that was just the one verse I read that said that, and some other verses were saying different things. Like, one verse said it was talking to the children of Israel and said, to the children of Israel, you have no ground to stand on unless you stand it on the Torah and the Gospels, which we already know. But it's just funny to actually point those things out that's in the Quran because most people don't even know those things are in the Quran. But, yeah, definitely it does say, you know, if the people of if the Islamic people want to know anything, they need to go to the people that had the book before them. Talking about the Israelites, talking because what they'll tell you is that the Quran is supposed to be, but it's not. But they'll tell you the Quran is supposed to be the Torah just written in the Arabic language, but it's definitely not. Because when you get into this book, like I said earlier, we have a whole dietary law, and this book of the Quran don't have that same dietary law. We have many laws that's not written in the Quran. But, yeah, it does definitely tell them to pretty much, if you want to know anything else, anything farther, go to the Israelites. Go to the people that had the book before you. So, yeah, we're kind of like their big brothers, according to their own writings.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, sis. Shalom. All right, so, again, let's see. We have about 10 more minutes left. We'll probably end at about 5 minutes left, and then the last 5 minutes I'll go out with the another song. I want y'all to check out this other song at the end of the show called City of Refuge. Great song by Tassel Gang plus Prince Daoud. So, again, before we before I go to that, any more questions or comments, push number one, get you right on. All right. So, again, this is definitely, I think this is something that definitely need to be shared, you know, among our people. When we have these talks, like I say, we can talk with any denomination. We can talk with any, whether you're Baptist, whether you're Catholic, whether you're a Muslim, no matter what type of Muslim, you know, Nation of Islam, Sunni, Shiite, because they're pretty much all going by the same book. There's different translations of it, just like there's different translations of the Bible, but they all pretty much saying the same thing, just like all the translations of the Bible are pretty much saying the same thing. All right. I think the one that I have is one of the ones that they, one of the like better ones that they, if somebody was a Muslim, they would actually say it's a better one to use, because I actually got it from a guy that, that's been a Muslim for like many, many years, and you know, deep into it. He has like the Arabic writing on one side and the English on the other side. And you know, like some of the Qurans are spelled with a Q, some are spelled with a K. It's all still the same thing though. So it doesn't mean it's a different book or different understanding or anything. They just spell some with a K and some with a Q. So in case you think, but we need to know some of these things, because how can we bring our people out unless we go there where they are to pull them and get them out. You know what I mean? So if you have no understanding or no concept of where they at or why they even there, or even to take them to, because some of them, they won't listen to you with the scriptures. They only going to listen to the Quran. So we got to get them to the Quran to show them the Quran is telling them to listen to the scriptures. Now, once we get into the scriptures, the rest is history. It's all over now. It's a done deal. You know, we on Israel and Yahweh all day long. You know, we on Torah and commandment them all day long, and they can't fight it. Whenever they try to fight it and go back, we show them in the Quran. The Quran told you this is what you got to do, you know? So definitely that's what we need to do. And just take them out and take them right to the Holy Scriptures, right where they need to be, exactly where they need to be. So, again, y'all, a brief update before I get into this last song to end the show. Don't forget the announcements, what I said a little earlier as far as Israel Now Weekend is coming up this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. All right, it's going to be action-packed. Connect with us on Facebook, Israel Now, ISRAEL, space NOWW, two W's, all right? You'll see a logo with a yellowish color, have a shofar on it, some ancient Hebrew writing. All right, that's our Facebook page. Just connect with us on there. You know, we just really commissioned as a group of people, as a body of people. The Almighty brought us all together of like minds, and the Almighty of like spirits put us all together, even some of our brothers and sisters who are outside of the city gates of Cincinnati. Connect with us, and the Almighty really brought us all together to use our different gifts and talents in one unified order, to come together to bring honor and glory to the Most High Yahweh, and to use our talents to for the betterment of our people, to awaken our people, to awaken the true Israelites out of the sleep and the darkness that we've been in for so long. So let's start to treat each other right and to love our wives right and our children and all the different things like that we need to do. All right, so 5 minutes left. I'm going to go out with this last song, so check this out. And then just join us next Monday. We'll come with something else action-packed. We're going to start doing more stuff. We're going to have another show coming real soon as well. But we're going to start doing things like interviews and debates and whatever we need to do, you know what I mean, to get the attention of our people like we used to do years ago. So All right, I think my brother Tyser, he probably going to be starting the show as well. That we'll have another one through the week, and we just going to keep this thing going and keep this ball rolling. All right, so here's a song, City of Refuge.
Got me nowhere, 'cause I cannot hide from you. Running, running never got me nowhere, 'cause I know you are my refuge, City of Refuge.
Trying to say to fam, my mom, sisters, and my nephews, may his grace abound and Yah bless you. Life was meant to test you, tribulate and vex you, not to break you down, rather yet to get the best you. So put forth your best to pilgrims in the earth, yes, we extraterrestrial. And I keep your law on my mental, your yoke and your love, Yah is light and is gentle. So I'ma show your light to the Gentiles and mighty Egyptians, and not to mention them lost sheep of Israel, immersed in your ruach and wisdom, and out of those yokes and those curses of being a Christian. Skin like the Pharaoh, vestiges glistening, repent and take heed to my peace, please listen. Read between the lines and don't fall for the misprints, and do a go the distance like athletes and track meets, for instance.
Never be derailed.